This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A second federal judge in Maryland has blocked the third Trump travel ban, believing it is an unconstitutional ban on religion, using Trump's own statements about Muslims in his decision. Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina and transgender rights advocates announced that they had hammered out a settlement of a federal lawsuit that would allow transgender people to use public restrooms that match their gender identity. While a proposed consent decree earned praise from gay rights activists, the conservative-dominated state legislature now has the ability to argue against the proposal before it is certified by a judge. Once again, President Trump is involved in a dispute with a family that lost a son and husband in the Niger ambush recently for what they believe was his callous and indifferent handling of their tragedy. He has worsened the situation by politicizing it, bringing in President Obama and General Kelly, currently his chief of staff. The FDA approved a second gene therapy treatment. The treatment transforms the patient's cells into what researchers call a living drug that attacks cancer cells. It's part of the rapidly growing field of immunotherapy, which uses drugs or genetic tinkering to turbocharge the immune system to fight disease. Jennifer Lawrence, Reese Witherspoon, and Molly Ringwald became the latest high-profile actresses to reveal sexual harassment early in their careers in Hollywood. Government Madrid is preparing emergency measures to halt Catalan secessionism after Catalonia's leader warned that regional lawmakers could vote to declare independence. NFL owners left a two-day meeting agreeing to let their players protest, but to work with them on social issues they're trying to address. President Trump continued to harangue the league, who are not doing more to force players to stand during the pledge. A report released by ProPublica on Tuesday suggests that the justices of the Supreme Court struggle with the task of handling data. Looking at a random sample of cases from 2011 to 2015, ProPublica found the court cited faulty research or introduced their own errors in nearly a third of the 24 cases that relied on such facts. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.